Good morning. The centre-right Theodotnos announced yesterday that it was ruling out any negotiations with far-right party Vox to form governments. The decision was taken by the party's executive committee and will mean that the group will try to do deals first with the Conservative Popular Party and exceptionally with the Socialist PSOE. After the inconclusive regional elections in Antalya last December, a government was eventually formed by the PP and Theodotnos with the support of votes from Vox. Theodotnos's leader, Albert Rivera, had vowed not to support Pedro Sanchez, but it appears that the party's position is softening. A Syrian man accused of financing the return to Europe of Islamic State group members has been arrested in Madrid. The man, who has not yet been named, is suspected of being part of the group's financial structure and of sending money to fighters in Syria. The money raised in Europe reached the jihadists through an informal transfer system known as Hawala. Almost 6,000 fighters from Western Europe joined Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Spain's National Police said its investigation determined that fighters set up a structure in Syria to give financial support to foreign fighters wishing to return to Europe. The vast majority of Islamic State militants are believed to either have been killed or captured. It's unclear how many foreigners have died. Researchers suggest that at least 7,000 have travelled back to their countries of origin. Spain has asked the European Union to increase the financial aid allocated to Morocco to help it counter illegal migration flows. Acting Foreign Minister Josep Borrell told a news conference during a visit to Rabat, "Morocco is helping us." He said aid should be increased beyond that already agreed. The EU promised last year to give €140 million in border management aid to help Morocco curb migration flows. Some €30 million was dispersed earlier this year. Police have rescued thousands of live snakes, lizards and geckos and stopped some 20 crocodiles and alligators from becoming high-end fashion products, so Europol said yesterday, after a coordinated global police operation. Called Operation Blizzard, police from across the world, including the European Union, Australia, South Africa and the United States, targeted the illegal reptile trade between mid-April and May the 22nd. The operation, coordinated by Europol and Interpol, involved agencies from 22 countries and led to seizures ranging from live animals to high-end fashion products. Six suspects were arrested in Italy and six were arrested here in Spain. Globally, police seized 4,419 live animals, including 2,703 turtles and tortoises, 1,059 snakes, 512 lizards and geckos, and 20 crocodiles and alligators. Operation Blizzard targeted aircraft passengers, commercial cargo, pet shops, and people legally allowed to keep reptiles, so Europol said. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.